That will be our opening song. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Number 524 in English. And number 65 in Kinyarwanda. And number 129 in Swahili. Basi nitamkaribisha Brother Omari aweze kuja na kutoa maombi pamoja na kuwakaribisha wageni na ibada yetu inaanza rasmi.
Turaza gusaba umuvandimwe Omari kugira agere imbere asenge isengesho rifungura hanyuma na gahunda itangire. I want to thank you for everyone that has been able to be here. This is a very sad time. And I would like to welcome every one of you. We are done with the viewing. We are about to start the program.
Na kwa hiyo tunataka tujitayarishe.
And for that I'd like us to get ready.
Tutayarishe nyoso zetu na roho zetu.
Prepare our hearts.
Ndio tumkaribishe Roho Mtakatifu aweze kuwa na sisi wote.
So we can welcome the Holy Spirit to be with us today.
Tuinamishe vichwa wote kwa wale wote ambao wanaweza.
Make it to sing.
Mungu Baba uliye mbinguni,
Our Father God in heaven,
tunakurudishia shukrani kwa kila kitu ambao umetufanyia.
We thank you for everything you've done for us.
Tunakurudishia shukrani sababu tunaweza kuja kwako kwa kupitia jina Yesu Kristo.
We thank you that we can come to your throne through Jesus Christ.
Sababu hiyo ndiyo jina peke yake binadamu wataokolewa.
Because that's the only name that we can be saved in.
Tunakurudishia shukrani.
We thank you.
Sababu ya roho yako Mungu Baba.
For the Holy Spirit.
Hiyo ndiyo roho ambayo inatuvuruta karibu na wewe.
That's what brings us closer to you.
Mungu Baba, tunaomba roho yako iweze kuingilia kila mmoja wetu ambaye yuko hapa.
Our Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to be with everyone that's here.
Iweze kutufungua roho na kututayarisha Mungu Baba.
Open our hearts and get us prepared.
Ni wakati ambao ni ya huzuni sana.
For the time that is very, very sad.
Tunaomba uweze kutukaribia na utufungue mawazo Mungu Baba, tuweze kuelewa kitu ambao umetupangia leo.
We ask you to open our minds and receive the message that you have for us today.
Tunamzungumzia pastor uweze kukua na yeye.
We pray for the pastor.
Tunazungumzia familia haswa.
Pray for the family too.
Tunaombea mama.
We pray for mama.
Tunaombea wasichana wote watatu.
We pray for the sisters.
Na Mungu Baba, kila mmoja wetu ambaye yuko hapa, sisi wote ni familia, ndio maana tuko hapa.
We pray for everyone who is here because we are all family.
Tunaomba haya yote.
We ask all that.
Tukiamini.
In believing.
Kwa jina Yesu Kristo mwokozi wetu aliye mbinguni.
In Jesus name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to start with scripture reading, and our scripture will come from the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, everybody that has a Bible.
Tugiye gusoma isomo ry'urufunguzo riraboneka mu gwa kabiri rw'Abakorinto.
First chapter 1.
Igice cya mbere.
Verses 3.
Umurongo wa gatatu.
To 7.
Kugeza ku wa karindwi.
Okay, and we read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us with all in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble, with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. And now he will read in Kinyarwanda.
Tugiye gusoma mu Kinyarwanda ni mu rwa kabiri rw'Abakorinto igice cya mbere umurongo wa gatatu kugeza kwa karindwi. Haravuga ngo hashimwe Imana y'Umwami wacu Yesu Kristo, ari nayo Se, ari nayo Data wa twese w'imbabazi n'Imana nyirihumure ryose. Iduhumuriza mu makuba yacu yose kugira ngo natwe tubone uko duhumuriza abari mu makuba yose, tubahumurisha ihumure twahawe n'Imana. Kuko nkuko ibyo Kristo yababajwe byadusesekayeho cyane, niko no guhumurizwa kwatugishijwemo na Kristo. Iyo tubabazwa, tuba tubabarizwa kugira ngo muhumurizwe no gukizwa, kandi iyo duhumurizwa, tuba duhumurijwe no kugira ngo muhumurizwe namwe. Mubone uko mwihanganira imibabaro imwe iyo natwe tubabazwa. Nicyo gituma ibyo tubiringiyeho bishikamye, kuko tuzi yuko uko mufatanije imibabaro mufatanije no guhumurizwa.
And God bless his word.
Imana iba umugisha. This is the time for special music. Tugeze umwanya w'indirimbo yateganyijwe. Turaza kubasaba kugira ngo batambuke.
I believe we have a PowerPoint, the translation for the special music we are going to sing. That way people can... it's called The Heavens Is... No, that's not. Okay. Atieri, you might come up here. We have a little technical difficulty, but... I will read the song in English, and Thierry will translate it quick in Swahili. In Kinyarwanda, because most of us here speak Kinyarwanda. So that way we understand the meaning of the song we are going to sing. It's very important to get the meaning, not just to listen the voices, but to get the meaning of the words we are going to sing. Heaven is blissful. There are no sorrows. Jesus is the King. We shall be with him.
Mwijuru hari byishimo nta kababaro kabayo. Yesu ni umwami kandi tuzabana nawe.
In heaven, the home of our Father, there is joy and happiness with his saint forevermore.
Mwijuru kwa data hariyo ibyishimo. Abera bose bazabana nawe iteka ryose.
Eyes has not seen and ear has not heard what Christ has prepared for his beloved saints.
Amaso n'amatwi ntago arumva cyangwa abone ibyo Yesu yateguriye abamwizera.
Brethren, repent today. Jesus is still calling.
Bavandimwe mwihano uyu munsi Yesu aracyahamagara.
The chance is still today to decide to be with him.
Amahirwe aracyahari none gufata icyemezo cyo kubana nawe.
Kutenga kwa kanaka, hakuna matambuzo. Yesu ndiye mambo, tichana ugara naye. Kutenga kwa kanaka, hakuna matambuzo. Yesu ndiye mambo. Tichano garanaye kudenga kuhusha wa papa mufaro chete chete nevate nevake zizo harizatira o zebe harizatia nzwa Ijo Krista gaziri vano tenda vake zizo harizatira on zebe harizatia nzwa Ijo Krista gaziri vano tenda vake kudenda Shawa papa mufaro chete chete nevate nevake hama tende ukanasi Jesu achiri kudana mukana uchiri ponasi we kuno garanaye hama Tende ukanasi, Jesu achiri kudana, mukana uchiri ponas, we kuno garanaye. Kudenga, kumusha wa papa, mufaro, chete cheten. Never to never again.
kunenga kumusho wa papa mufaro chete chete
tugeze umwanya kuvuga amwe mu mateka yaranze umuvandimwe wacu Mirwa. Sinzi nimba Shangaza ashoboye akaba yaza tugagara hano imbere, ariko nimba atanashoboye ntacyo twakomeza.
Mpiro David, the only son of four children, was born to Mukamwiza, Leoncie and Safari Guerrero on January 1999.
Mirgo Dieve cyangwa se David ni umuhungu umwe mu bana bane wavutse kuri Mukamwiza Leonsi na Safari Ngerero ku itariki ya mbere z'ukwa mbere 1999.
The family lived in Gihembe refugee camp in Byumba, Rwanda.
Umuryango wabaye mu nkambi y'impunzi ya Gihembe aho ni Byumba mu Rwanda.
While in Rwanda, David and his sisters attended the Gihembe Primary School until when they came to United States of America in Wichita, Kansas, March 30th, 2016.
Mirwa na bashiki be bize muri Gihembe Primary School kugeza igihe baziye muri America hano muri Wichita, Kansas, hari ku itariki ya 30/3/2016.
Upon arriving in the U.S., David was enrolled in school at Wichita East High School and was currently working to complete his education at Wichita Southeast High School.
Bakigera hano Mirwa yagiye muri yandikishe mu ishuri rya Wichita East High School kandi n'ubu ngubu yarakiri kwiga, yarimo arasoza amashuri muri Wichita Southeast High School.
David has a special appreciation for English language.
Isomo rye mu bijyanye n'amashuri isomo yakundaga ryari isomo ry'icyongereza.
Last summer, David worked at Crickstone Farms in Arkansas City, Kansas, until when he returned to school in August.
Mu biruko bikuru bishize, David yakoze kuri Crickstone kugeza igihe yagarukiye ku ishuri mu kwezi kwa munani.
Although the second oldest and the only male child, David was very protective of his family, particularly after coming to US.
Nubwo yari umuhungu wa kabiri mu bana bane, yakundaga kurinda umuryango no kuvugira cyane igihe bari bageze hano muri America.
His mother and sisters recall an incident that occurred soon after they arrived in US.
Ngira ngo nyina na bashiki be bibuka ikintu kigeze kuba bakigera hano muri America.
Now, as a man of the house, he took a serious in his role in the home.
Muri icyo kibazo bagize nk'umugabo mu rugo yakoze inshingano agomba gukora.
David felt that he must address and rectify the matter, and he did.
Yumvaga ko icyo kibazo kigomba gukemuka kandi abikora nk'umugabo.
His mother and sisters were quickly assured that they were well loved and protected by this man and a child and sibling.
Umuryango we bari basobanukiwe neza ko abakunda kandi nk'umugabo agomba kubarinda nubwo yari akiri mutoya.
In addition, while sharing memories of David, his family highlighted some character qualities that they especially valued in their loved one.
Barimo bara umuryango uri kuvuga amateka ya David, hari bimwe mu bintu bagiye bavuga bibuka.
As long as they can remember from birth, David was very friendly and open-minded. He did not make its own practice to listen to any rumors.
Kuva yavuka bizwi ko Mirwa yari umuntu ukunda abantu, ariko nanone atari umuntu wumva ibintu by'ibihuha.
He would go out of his way to help people unconditionally.
Ni umuntu wakoraga icyo ashoboye cyose kugira ngo afashe abantu.
He was very giving and took heart his responsibility to his family.
Yari umuntu utanga cyane ngira ngo abenshi muri twe turabizi kandi inshingano mu muryango yazikoraga neza.
One sister calls how his first paycheck from his summer job was spent on her.
Mushiki we umwe yibuka ko paycheck ya mbere yabonye mu kazi yabonye mu biruhuko niwe wayatwaye yose. Yayahaye mushiki we yose.
He had an amazing way of making each of his sisters feel that she was his favorite.
Yari afite uburyo abigenza ku buryo bashiki bumvaga ko buri umwe muri bo yumvaga ko ari we kunze kurusha undi.
In his own way, he was fearless, and in many ways, he was respected and admired by many.
Mu buryo bwe bwihariye nta bwoba yagiraga kandi yakundwaga kanubaho n'abantu bose.
David lived to cherish his memories. Mother Leoncia, Father Guerrero, who is in Rwanda, three sisters, Diane, Wajeneza, and Anita, and many more beloved family and friends who will miss him dearly.
David asize mama we Mukamwiza Leonce, ise uri mu Rwanda Safari Ngerero, nabashiki we batatu ari bo nyirakibyeyi Diane, Wajeneza Macibiri, Gikundiro Anita, kandi n'abandi benshi bamukundaga. Tuzamukumbura cyane.
That's the end of this.
Urakoze.
Our next song is 476. Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Tugiye kuririmba indirimbo twese duhagaze. Ni indirimbo yitwa Byose yabituye Calvary. Ni mu ndirimbo za magana ziri hejuru ya 200.
In Kinyarwanda is number 229.
Mu Kinyarwanda indirimbo ya 229.
Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Can we stand together, please, and sing this song?
Days are filled with sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today, leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can save, every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
You may be seated.
This is the first time that I stand here this morning, and I just want to say to the family, to Leonce, to Diane, to Makibiri, to Anita, we are burdened because of the grief you're feeling, and I pray that this hour will be a blessing to all of us.
Uyu ni umwanya wa mbere mpagaze hano kuva mu gitondo ndagira ngo mbonereho mbwire umuryango mama Leonce Diane Macibiri na Anita ntago byoroshye kandi tubabajwe n'agahinda mufite ndabasaba rero kugira ngo uyu mwanya tugiye kumara hano ubabere uw'umugisha.
At this time, we would like for the family members to have an opportunity to come up here and to share what you would like to share. Now, I want to say to the rest of you, if others would like to share, we are going to start with the family members, and then we will, at the gravesite, you will have an opportunity to share as well. Because we have a limited amount of time, but we're going to start with the family members and see how much time we have.
Tugeze umwanya wo kugira icyo abantu bavuga, ariko turaza gutangirana n'umuryango. Abandi nabo bashobora kuza kubona umwanya, ariko nutaboneka, turaza kugira umwanya ku irimbi, niho tuza kubona umwanya wo kugira ibindi tuvuga. Ariko ubu ngubu reka dutangirane n'umuryango, nimba ufite icyo kuvuga. Hanyuma turi umwanya dusigaranye, umwanya utaboneka, turaza gukomereza gahunda kwirinda.
Now, if the family would rather not come up, we have a mic that we can bring to you.
Umuryango waza hano imbere, hanyuma tukaza kuza gutanga mikoro kwifuza kugira icyo avuga.
Praise God.
Amen.
I thank God. For allowing us to be alive today. Yeah, this very day that we came to say our last goodbye to our child, Pirwa. We lost him when he was very young. We expected a lot from him. He was the man of the family. He was the husband of his mom here in America. The leader of the family, especially for his sisters. It's unfortunate that God loved him so much. And for that, we thank God for allowing it to happen. Turashima rero itorero ryabakiriye.
We thank the church for receiving our family.
Mukadufasha mu bibazo bya mpirwa.
And for being with us in this situation.
Iyi tariki akabanye na ari mu maboko yanyu n'Imana.
And for this day the mother is in your hands and God.
Turabashimye cyane.
Thank you for that.
Andi ntabwo mubona hano ariko nawe namushimaga hamwe.
I don't see Auntie Veronica here, but I want to thank her too.
Naranezerewe cyane gusanga.
I was very, very pleased to find that
hari umuntu witaye ku muryango wa musaza wanjye.
There is somebody who is very, very close to my brother's family.
Arenze ko nsanga ari bonyine.
I was afraid that they are alone.
Ubakomeza cyangwa ubahumuriza.
But that they'll be alone without anybody closer to them.
Jeza mwakoze Imana izabibahembe.
So may God bless you all for everything you've done to help the family.
Tushimye abaje kumuherekeza.
And we thank everybody who's here.
Agiye batanga igihe cyabo.
People gave up their time to be here.
Agatanga tiki.
People spent money.
Akaba baje gufatanya natwe mu gikorwa cyacu.
Just to be with us today.
Karero dusaba Imana ngo ikomeze aba bana.
So let's pray that God keep these children.
Komeze mama we.
That keep mama.
Tuzi ko mu gihe gito.
We know that in a very short time.
Peruka tuzamurebesha amaso.
We'll be able to see him again.
Rero icyo dusaba ni ukwizera.
What we ask is to have faith.
Tuzi ko amaherezo yambirwa tarahangaha.
We know that this is not the end.
Ahubwo tuzi ko mu gihe gito tuzamubona ari muzima.
There is hope that in a very short time we'll see him alive again.
Muri make Imana barinde.
So thank you and God protects you all.
Mu gikorwa dusigaje Imana ikomeze kubana natwe.
And for the coming activities, may God stay with us. I pray for everybody to have blessing from God. Thank you so much. First of all, I want to thank everybody that's here.
Kwamwaje kutwihanganisha mukitanga mukava mu byanyu.
For coming here and pay your respects and leave all your activities to be with us.
Murakoze cyane.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mirwa mureba hano ni ngiye akurikiraga.
Mirwa was the second born. I'm the first born.
Yadukundaga cyane ku buryo.
He loved us so much.
Yabaga na kwitanga kugira ngo tube.
He'll give his life for us.
Imana yari yamuduhaye ari umwe wenyine.
God gave us Mirwa as the only son.
Ariko hari impamvu yamwisubije.
But there is a reason why God took him back.
Ntibagiye nabi cyane. Yagiye mu gihe twari tugomba kwishima.
He passed away in a time that we were supposed to be happy.
Abyuka hari ku wa gatanu.
It was a Friday.
Ku wa mbere twari dufite graduation ya
The next Monday was supposed to be Machibiri's graduation.
Comfort her father.
But it didn't happen. There is a reason for that.
Ntago namenye ikizaba ariko namaze icyumweru mbyiyumvamo.
I didn't know what was going to happen, but I spent the week before he passed away with a feeling that something was about to happen.
Abyuka twavuganye ahantu gutabara.
I remember I talked to him when he was somewhere at somebody's funeral. I called him and he told me, we just talk regularly, but I had a feeling that there was something going on. And then we had a plan that we'll meet up and go to the store to get some clothes for our sister's graduation.
Ariko byakunze ko tujya mu birori hamwe.
Yeah, but we didn't have a chance to go to our sister's celebration graduation together. The last word he said to me was, "Dian, bye." But I didn't know that that was his last goodbye. He loved people a lot. It didn't matter if he knew you or not, he loved you. No matter who you are or you're from, he loved you, he welcomed you as a friend or family. And he loved to help a lot. A lot of people know this. Especially those he helped, they understand what I'm saying. I don't have much to say. We loved him. He loved us, but he's leaving us alone, three girls. He was a very strong young man.
Esther Byrell will now sing a song for us, "Just As I Am."
Esther aza kudufasha kuririmba indirimbo mu Kinyarwanda nakekaye ko yitwa "Nje Uko Ndi" ya 23 mu ndirimbo z'Ikinyarwanda 26 mbabari mu ndirimbo z'Ikinyarwanda.
What does one say when we face the brutal murder of someone so young?
Niki umuntu yavuga mu gihe tugize ibyago nk'ibyo gupfusha umuntu ukiri muto?
David was too young and he had too much potential for his life to end in such a tragic way.
David yari muto cyane kandi afite byinshi ari kuzegeraho, ntabwo byari bikwiye ku buzima bwe burangira bubaye bugufi gutya kandi mu buryo bubabaje.
It's not fair.
Ntabwo bikwiye.
It's not right.
Ntabwo ari byo.
It's not okay.
Ntabwo ari byo.
Right now, when it comes to David's murder, we are troubled.
Nonaha iyo dutekereje urupfu rwa David, turi kumva tubabaye.
How are we to find words to express the devastation that his sudden, violent death left in the hearts of his family?
Ni gute twabona amagambo yo gusobanura agahinda n'akababaro urupfu rwe rutunguranye kandi rw'ubugizi bwa nabi rusize mu mitima y'umuryango we?
Words seem completely inadequate.
Nta magambo dufite yasobanura.
I know nothing that I can say that will take away the loss that you have suffered.
Ntacyo nzi navuga cyagabanya cyangwa se cyakuraho umubabaro mufite.
What I do know is that it's not supposed to be like this.
Ariko ikibazo cyo nuko ibi byarikwiye kubaho.
A mother or father are not supposed to bury their son.
Umubyeyi yaba se cyangwa nyina ntago byari bikwiye ko aribo bashyingura umwana wabo.
Sister should not be confronted with the death of a 20-year-old brother.
Bashiki be ntago arikwiye kuba bari muri kino gihe cyo kubabajwe n'urupfu rwa musaza ufite imyaka 20.
It's not supposed to be like this.
Ntabwo byari bikwiye.
On a beautiful spring day with signs of new life springing up all around us, you were gripped by the darkness of death.
Ku munsi mwiza aho hari izuba, uyu muryango wagizweho n'urupfu.
It was not supposed to be like this.
Ntabwo ariko byari bikwiye kuba byaragenze.
I also know that it was not God's will.
Kandi ndabwira ko ntabwo byari ubushake bw'Imana.
God did not aim the gun.
Imana ntago ariyo yatunze imbunda.
God's finger did not pull the trigger.
Ikiganza cy'Imana ntago aricyo cyakoze ku mbarutso.
God did not number the days of your 20-year-old son and brother.
Imana ntago ariyo yashyizeho ntago ariyo yabaze ko umwana wawe azagira imyaka 20 gusa.
I also know this.
Kandi nanone icyo nzi niki?
That God is right here with us and he understands our pain and our grief.
Imana iri kumwe natwe hano uyu munsi kandi isobanukiwe neza n'agahinda dufite.
He knows what it feels like to lose a son to the violence of a senseless murder.
Imana yubwayo isobanukiwe n'agahinda ko kubura umwana wawe azize ubwicanyi cyangwa se urugomo tudafashije.
Leonce, Makibiri, Diana, and Anita, you know, you have questions.
Leonce, Makibiri, Diana, Anita, mufite ibibazo byinshi muri kwibaza.
Serious questions may have been raised in your mind.
Ibibazo bikomeye mushobora ko muri gutekerezaho.
Questions about the circumstances and the truth behind such a horrible tragedy.
Mushobora ko muri kwibaza ibibazo ku cyaba cyarabaye n'icyari giteye icyabaye.
Questions about justice.
Muri kwibaza ikibazo kijyanye n'ubutabera.
Questions about life and death.
Ibibazo bijyanye n'urupfu n'ubuzima.
Questions about why God allows something like this to happen.
Muri bibaza muti ni kubera iki Imana yifuza ko ikintu nk'iki kibaho.
Questions like what do we do now and how can we go on?
Muri bibaza muti ni gute niki twakora none ni gute ibitwa byibagirwa tugakomeza ubuzima.
Something like this can make you so sad and frightened.
Ikintu nk'iki ngiki cyatuma ubabara cyane kandi ukagira ubwoba.
That there are moments when you feel like you just cannot go on.
Hari ibihe ndabizi ko bibaho kubumva ubuzima bwahagarara.
We must find a way to go on.
Tugomba gushaka uburyo bwo gukomeza kubaho.
To continue your lives and to recover the sense of meaning and purpose.
Gukomeza kubaho kandi tukumva ko ubuzima bufite icyo busobanuye n'intego.
The person who took David from us must not be allowed to take our lives and our souls as well.
Wakuye David mu buzima bwacu ntabwo twamukundira ko yatwara ubugingo bwacu n'ubuzima bwacu natwe.
David's death was brought about by the same kind of cruel and mindless hatred that once nailed Jesus to the cross.
Urupfu rwa David ruhwanye n'urwo Yesu yapfuye rwarushingiye ku bugome n'urwango bidafite aho bishingiye.
We know all too well that we stand in the shadow of death.
Turabizi ko duhagaze mu gicucu cy'urupfu.
And you know, every single one of us, we don't know when the end will come.
Kandi turabizi neza ko umwe muri twese ntabwo azi igihe cyo kizagerera.
Sin and violence stay in our world.
Icyaha n'ubugome byanduza isi yacu.
And it stains our city and our lives.
Bishira icyashya ku mijyi yacu n'ubuzima bwacu.
And this past week has been a heart-wrenching reminder of that.
Kandi iki cyumweru gishize cyabaye urwibutso cy'ibyo ngibyo.
And while we may feel today that we stand in the shadow of death,
uyu munsi ushobora kumva ko duhagaze mu gicucu cy'urupfu.
And all its violence,
n'ubugome bwarwo.
We ought to stand in the light of God and the empty cross.
Ariko nanone duhagaze mu mucyo w'Imana n'umusaraba uriho ubusa.
You are a Christian family.
Muri umuryango wa Gikristo.
Every week you have had prayer meetings in your home.
Buri cyumweru mwagiraga amasengesho mu rugo.
And yet this happened.
Ariko ibi bibabayeho.
The rain falls on the
rimwe
imvura
abizera Imana, izuba rikavira abizera Imana nka buri muntu wese utuye mu isi.
And that may be hard to understand.
Ibyo biragoye kubyumva.
I'll get back to that in a moment.
Ndaza kubigarukaho mu kanya gato.
But God's word to us is that the agony of this ordeal is not the end of the story.
Ariko amagambo y'Imana kuri twe nuko aka kababaro atariho birangiriye.
This is not the last word for those who believe in Jesus Christ.
Uku nguku ntago ariko birangira kubizera Yesu Kristo.
Because the story ends with a resurrection.
Iyi nkuru irangizwa n'umuzuko.
And a new, dazzling, power-filled, abundant, and everlasting life for the children of God at the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Kandi nyuma y'umuzuko hariho ubuzima bwiza n'ibyishimo ku bazabarize Yesu Kristo.
You know, Jesus refers, or he compares, the grief that his friends feel to the pain of childbirth.
Yesu ageranya urupfu rw'umuntu ukunda nko kubyara umwana.
In which pain is very real.
Muri ibyo bintu bibiri hose ubabare wabukomeye.
But it is put aside once the mother holds the baby in her arms.
Ariko iyo umubyeyi amaze kwakira umwana mu gituza cye, umubabaro wose yanyuzemo uribagirana.
Right now, this grief hurts beyond description. But when God opens the door for us to eternity, when He opens the door for us to everlasting life at the second coming of Jesus, then we will no longer remember the pain.
Ariko nubwo yabaje gutyo igihe Yesu azaduha ubuzima buhoraho akakabaro kose tuzakibagirwa.
That is the power of the resurrection.
Iyo niyo mbaraga y'umuzuko.
And it is available to us today as we continue living.
Kandi dufite amahirwe yo kuzagira uwo muzuko idukomeza kubaho.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Icyo nicyo cyonyine kiduha icyizere hano mu isi.
Let me tell you about John.
Reka mbabwire kuri John Yohana.
John was not a Christian.
John ntabwo yari umukristo.
But he had a Christian friend.
Ariko yari afite inshuti y'umukristo.
And since John had recently lost a younger brother in a tragic accident, he was curious about something. So one day he asked his friend, "What's a Christian funeral like?"
Nuko umunsi umwe abaza ya nshuti y'umukristo ati, "Gushyingura kwa Gikristo kugenda gute?"
And his friend said,
"Hanyuma inshuti iramusubiza,
"Well, it's time to mourn." But it's also a time of comfort. Because we believe that there is a resurrection. And we have hope of one day being reunited with the person that died. It's not goodbye, it is see you later. And John kind of dropped his head. And he shuffled his feet. And there was a long moment of silence. And then with tears welling up in his eyes, he looked up at his friend and he said, "I wish I could believe in something like that." That's how much the difference the resurrection makes in the face of death. Because we can believe and we do believe. It is the power and the hope of the resurrection which will strengthen us for the day which lie ahead.
N'imbaraga n'ibyiringiro by'umuzuko biduha imbaraga kandi bigatuma twubura umutwe.
And which will bring healing and hope.
Kandi ibyo ni byo bizana koko komora kakababaro dufite n'ibyiringiro.
Our true home is in heaven.
Iwacu mu rugo ni mu ijuru.
Where those who mourn will find comfort.
Kuri abo ngabo bafite agahinda niho bazakura guhumurizwa.
Where the meek will inherit the land.
Abazaba baracunguwe bazagira bazaturayo.
And where the peacemakers will be called the children of God.
Kandi aho niho abanyamahoro bazitwa abana b'Imana.
The hope of the resurrection is that in eternal life, God will make complete and make right all those things in this world which seem unfinished and unjust.
Mu byiringiro by'umuzuko, Imana izasobanura neza cyangwa se itange ubutabera ku bintu byose twabonye muri iyi si tukumva bitari bikwiye kubaho.
All the grief and the suffering and the pain in this world will be gone. It will be a perfect world.
Agahinda kose n'imibabaro no kubabazwa tunyuramo ku isi byose bizagenda. Azaba ari isi itagira kimwe muri ibyo ngibyo.
And we can't even imagine it because we have never seen it.
Nta nubwo dufite uburyo twanabitekereza cyangwa tubishyiraho amagambo kuko ntabwo twigeze tubibona.
Just like your pain is beyond description, that picture is also beyond description. And our hope and our belief is that God will bring to completion, He will restore, He will resurrect that life that was so tragically cut short.
Kandi mu byiringiro byacu nuko Yesu azagarura bwa buzima bwa bwarangiye hakiri kare.
And when I say bring to completion, I'm talking about eternal life.
Kandi mvuga kuzuza ubuzima bwarangiye hakiri kare, ndavuga ubuzima bw'iteka.
As difficult as it may be, we should also pray for whoever did this.
Nubwo bikomeye ariko tugomba gusengera n'uwakoze aya mahano.
We pray that he might realize the depravity of what he has done.
Turasenze kugira ngo asobanukirwe n'uburemere bw'icyo yakoze.
So that he might repent and accept punishment for the crime.
Kugira ngo yihane kandi yakire n'igihano kijyanye n'icyaha yakoze.
We pray that he will turn away from the hatred and evil that is in his heart, as difficult as that may be.
Turamusengeye kugira ngo aga urwango afite umutima rwiwe n'ubugoma afite azahinduke agire umutima muzima.
This event can only remain senseless if we allow it to remain senseless.
Iki kibaye gishobora kutumvikana cyangwa se guta agaciro mu gihe twebwe tubyemeye.
What's done has been done.
Icyabaye cyabaye.
We cannot change the past. But through the power of the resurrection and the forgiveness of Jesus in our hearts, we have the power to change the future in light of this terrible tragedy.
Ariko mu mbaraga z'umuzuko no kubabarira kuri umutima wa Yesu n'uwe n'ukora yadushyizemo, dufite imbaraga zo kugira ejo hazaza heza kandi akagahinda tukagahindura kakabamo ikintu cyiza.
So the question isn't really why did God allow this to happen.
Ikibazo nyamukuru ntago ari kubera iki Imana yemeye ko ibintu biba.
But rather the question is how can I allow God to use this for good.
Ahubwo ikibazo nyamukuru ni gute nakwemerera Imana kugira ngo ikoreshe ikibaye kugira ngo havemo ikiza.
For Romans 8:28. Testifies to this. It says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Ntago ndi busoma ariko ngereranyije aravuga ati turabizi neza ko ibiba byose Imana ibikora ku bw'icyiza cyabahamagariwe gukora umurimo we.
God has a future for us.
Imana ifite hazaza heza kuri twe.
It is a future filled with love, with healing and forgiveness.
Na hazaza huzuyemo urukundo no guhumurizwa no kubabarira.
There is a story of a small boy who lost his father.
Hari inkuru y'umwana muto wabuze se.
And he was stunned and confused by it all.
Yaratangajwe kandi byamucanze.
You know, as the people came streaming into the house to extend their condolences.
Ubwo abantu bazaga mu rugo kumusura banamuha pole.
He ran outside and climbed up a tree just to sort it all out.
Byamunaniye kwihangana arasohoka aragendera igiti kugira ngo abanze avangure ibintu biri kuba.
And someone standing close to the tree heard him mumbling over and over again.
Umuntu wari uhagaze hafi y'igiti mwumva ari kwivugisha inshuro nyinshi.
I think tomorrow will be a better day.
Uyu mwana yari avuga ati ndakeka ko ejo azaba ari umunsi mwiza. Aravuga ati ndakeka ko ejo bizaba byiza kurushaho.
There is a tomorrow for all of us in this.
Hari ejo kuri buri muntu wese uri hano.
The pain and loss will be there, but so will God's plan for us in the future.
Akababaro kazabaho ariko n'umugambi w'Imana uzaba ukiriho.
Tomorrow will be a better day.
Ejo azaba ari umunsi mwiza.
The Bible says joy cometh in the morning.
That
is the power of the resurrection for today and for
tomorrow.
There is a story in the Gospel of John chapter
11. It's
a story about sisters who lost a brother. Jesus was their friend. And he got word when he was a few days away from the house that the brother was sick.
Yesu yaje kubwirwa ko umusaza we yari arwaye ubwo yari kure yaho bari batuye.
And instead of rushing to his bedside like most people would do,
ariko kugira ngo yihute ajye gutabara arebe umurwayi,
Jesus took his time to do this and to do that.
Yesu yafashe umwanya we akora ibintu byinshi bitandukanye.
And he was so late when he was finally on his way into the town of Bethany where they lived.
Yari yakerewe cyane ubwo yerekezaga mu mujyi wa Betania aho bari batuye.
But Lazarus had died.
Ku buryo ki Lazaro yari amaze gupfa.
And one of the sisters, Martha, runs out to meet him.
Hanyuma umwe muri bashiki ba Lazaro Marita.
Do you remember what he said?
Amubonye aza aramusanganira. Uribuka ibyo yavuze?
Lord, if only you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died.
Aravuga ati nyagasani iyo uza kuba uri hano musaza wanjye ntabwo yagombye kuba yapfuye.
Now what I am hearing her say is this. What I'm hearing her say.
Icyo numva Marita yavugaga ni iki?
Lord, if only you had been here.
Nyagasani iyo uza kuba uri hano.
If you had only had cared enough.
Iyo uza kuba utwitayeho bihagije.
If only you had hurried up.
Iyo uza kwihuta ukagera hano kare.
If we had mattered enough to you.
Yaba dufite agaciro gahagije imbere yawe.
My brother wouldn't have died. Thanks a lot.
Musaza wanjye ntagambye kuba yapfuye. Warakoze gutinda.
And then her sister Mary came and she said the very same thing.
Hanyuma mushiki we Mariya nawe araza avuga ibyo Marita amaze kuvuga.
And there was some truth in what they said.
Kandi hari mukuri mu byo bavuze.
And we could easily put David in there.
Kandi natwe twashyiramo umpirwa muri iki gitekerezo.
Jesus, if you had been here.
Yesu yuza kuburi hano.
My son wouldn't have died.
Umwana wanjye ntagombye kuba yapfuye.
My brother wouldn't have died.
Mbyara musaza wanjye ntagombye kuba yapfuye.
My friend wouldn't have died.
Inshuti yanjye ntagombye kuba yapfuye.
But you know something?
Ariko hari ikintu kimwe.
I believe in the goodness of the gospel.
Nizera mu nkuru nziza ijambo ry'Imana.
And the good news for Mary and Martha is that the story was not yet over.
Kandi inkuru nziza kuri Maria na Marita nuko inkuru itari yakarangiye.
Death did not have the last word.
Ntago hari akabayeho ijambo rya nyuma.
We may be saying,
dushobora kuba turi kuvuga,
if only you had been here, Lord.
Ati nyagasani yuza kuba uri hano.
If only you had protected him.
Yuza kuba wamurinze.
If only you cared enough.
Iya zo kuba umwitayeho.
And you know what? God can handle that.
Kandi murabizi ko Imana igira bishoboye.
He's big enough to hold our disappointments and to hold our heart's brokenness.
Imana yacu ni ngari bihagije kugira ngo idufashe mu kababaro no mu gihe twumva ducitse umutima.
Jesus did not rebuke Martha and Mary.
Ntabwo Yesu yacyashye Marita na Mariya kubyo baramaze kumubwira.
Instead he reminded them of the resurrection to come.
Ahubwo yabibukije iby'umuzuko uzaza.
But not only that.
Ariko ntabwo yarekeye aho.
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Arabwira ati ni njye muzuko kandi ni njye buzima.
He who believes in me,
unyizera,
though he may die, he shall live.
Nubwo yapfa azabaho.
That's why, my friends,
iyo niyo mpamvu nshuti zanjye,
the Bible refers to death as a sleep more than 50 times.
Niyo mpamvu Bibiliya ivuga ku rupfu nko gusinzira inshuro zirenga 50 muri.
Because you're going to wake up again.
Kuko uzongera ukabyuka.
Everyone who has ever died,
umuntu wese wapfuye,
will wake up again according to Jesus.
Azongera abeho dukurikije ibyo Yesu yavuze.
Both believers and unbelievers will be resurrected again in one of two resurrections. That might be a surprise to some of you.
Abizera n'abatizera bose bazazuka bishobora gutangaza hamwe muri mwebwe.
Listen to this in John chapter 5 verses 28 and 29.
Tuvumure bibiliya zacu dusome muri Yohana 5:28 kugeza kuri 29.
The hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation.
Nanone ntago ndi busome neza uko byanditse muri Bibiliya, ariko ngirangira avuga ngo igihe kiraje ubwo abari mu bituro bazumva ijwi kandi bakazuka, abakoze ibyiza n'abakoze bazazukira kubaho ubuzima bw'iteka, n'abakoze ibibi bazazukira kuba gucirwaho iteka.
Two resurrections.
Imizuko ibiri.
One leads to life and one leads to judgment.
Umwe uzaba ari ubuzima bw'iteka, undi uzaba ari uwo guhanwa.
In a later letter, John wrote this. He adds this.
Yohana yanditse yongeraho aya magambo aravuga ati,
He who has the Son, that is Jesus, he who has the Son has life.
Aravuga ati ufite umwana, hano aravuga Yesu afite ubuzima.
And he who does not have the Son of God does not have
kandi
life.
Utamufite nta buzima afite.
It's all about having a relationship to and knowing Jesus Christ.
Ibi byose bishyira mu kugirana umubano na Yesu no kumumenya.
Which resurrection will you take part in?
Ese nuwe muzuko uzazukiramo?
The answer to this question really comes down to whether you know Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior and Lord.
Igisubizo kuri iki kibazo gisubizwa n'ikintu kimwe, nimba warizeye Yesu ukamwemera nk'umwami n'umukiza wawe.
And I said, look around the sanctuary here this morning or the afternoon right now.
Ubwo ndimo nditegereza mu rusengero nonaha.
I see faces that I haven't seen for a long time.
Ndi kubona amashusho hashize igihe ntabona.
Some of you have moved to other parts of the country and you're here to visit.
Benshi twarimutse twaje hano gusura.
But some of you, I see many young people that I haven't seen for a long time, you still live here in Wichita.
Ariko hari n'abandi basore ntajya mbona hano hashize igihe ntabona hano ariko bagituye hano.
And when you arrived in this country, you came to this church.
Ariko ubwo mwaje mu gihugu hano mwazaga hano ku rusengero.
Now you may be going to another church.
Birashoboka ko mwamujya ku rundi rusengero.
Or the business of life.
Cyangwa se ubuzima tubamo.
And the adaptation of the American culture may have taken you away from the church.
No gukururwa n'umuco wa Kinyamerika bikaba byaradusunitse tukava mu nzira yo gusenga.
And maybe you feel that you don't have time for God.
Wenda wumva kudafite umwanya wo gusenga.
That you have no interest in spiritual things.
Ko ntacyo bimaze kugira inyungu mu bijyanye no gusenga.
You're putting that off until later. Just keep in mind, my friend, that your life is measurable. It is divided into the ticks of the clock. You just don't know when your last moment will be. David's minutes came to an end last week unexpectedly.
Igihe cya David cyageze mu kimwe gishize bitunguranye.
Every one of us will eventually run out of minutes.
Ariko kandi koko nkuko byagenze na buri umwe muri twese uri hano igihe cye kizageraho gishire.
And when you do, and it will most likely for most of us end sooner than we hope or think.
Kandi birashoboka cyane ko benshi muri twebwe igihe cyacu izagera vuba kurusha igihe tubitekereza.
When that happens, will you have made up your mind about Jesus Christ and his invitation to eternal life?
Ese icyo gihe nikigera uzaba waramaze kwakira Yesu n'ubutumira guha kugira ngo uzabe ubuzima bw'iteka?
God knew David's heart.
Imana yari izi umutima wa David.
And it's comforting to be able to leave David's future in the hands of a loving and merciful God.
Kandi ni byiza ko dusiga ahazaza ha David maboko y'Imana ikunda kandi igira impuhwe.
And we have reason to believe.
Kandi dufite impamvu zo kwizera.
It is our hope that we will meet David in the resurrection of life.
Ni ibyiringiro byacu ko tuzabona David mu gihe cy'umuzuko.
To be reunited with him at the second coming of Jesus.
Dufite ibyiringiro ko tuzongera guhura na we azabagarutse bwa kabiri.
Now let's go back to our story in John 11.
Reka dusubire ku nkuru yacu muri Yohana 11 twatangiye kare.
When Jesus saw Mary and Martha weeping,
ubwo Yesu yabonaga Mariya na Marita bari kurira,
he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
Yababajwe nuko babona bari bababaye.
Where have you laid him? Jesus asked.
Yesu abaza ati se mwamushyize hehe?
Come and see, Lord, they replied.
Baramusubiza bati ngwino urebe aho ari nyagasani.
And then comes the two most beautiful words in the entire Bible.
Hanyuma haza hakurikira amagambo meza cyane muri Bibiliya yose.
Jesus wept.
Ayo magambo ni Yesu ararira.
Why?
Kubera iki?
Why did he weep?
Kubera iki yarize?
Why was he troubled?
Kuki yari afite agahinda?
Because he understood the desperate brokenness of these two women, Mary and Martha, and others that were grieving.
Nuko yarasobanukiwe neza n'akababaro Mariya na Marita n'abandi bose bari bahari bari bafite.
This is not what He, God, intended for humanity.
Ntago ikingiki urupfu ari kimana yifuriza yifurije abantu.
He didn't make us for death. He made us for life.
Ntago yaturemye kugira ngo dupfe, ahubwo yaturemye kugira ngo tubeho.
This is not the way it's supposed to be.
Ntago ari uko byagombye kuba bimeze.
The scriptures teach us that God created humanity to be in a loving relationship with God and with one another.
Ijambo ry'Imana ritubwira ko Imana yaremye umuntu kugira ngo agire umubano w'ukunda Imana no gukundana hagati yacu.
And we see clearly over and over again that those relationships are broken.
Ariko biratugarira twese ko uwo mubano hagati y'Imana natwe ubwacu wamaze gutakara.
And of course that's why we are here today.
Akai niyo mpamvu turi hano uyu munsi.
The book of Romans talks about how all of creation, along with us, groans and are eagerly awaiting the day that everything will be healed.
Igitabo cy'Abaroma kivuga ku buryo abenshi muri twebwe cyangwa se hafi ya twese dutegeranyije amatsiko igihe cyangwa se wa munsi akakababaro kose kazakurwaho.
And today we feel the full effect of this longing.
Kandi uyu ni umunsi twumva koko kakababaro tushaka kugakurwaho.
It is moments like this, when the kind of moment we are going through right now, when we long for creation to be as it was meant to be.
Nibe nk'ibi ngibi aho twifuza ko kuremwa k'umuntu kwagombye kuba kukimeze nk'uko Imana yagushakaga.
And the wonderful good news is that that's exactly why Jesus came 2,000 years ago.
Ariko inkuru nziza nuko ari yo mpamvu Yesu yaje imyaka 2000 ishize.
He came to fix this world.
Yaje kubaka isi.
To restore what's God's original plan.
Yaje kugarura ya gahunda yari ifite icyaha kitaraza.
Before we messed it all up.
Tutarabyangiza byose.
And so he conquered death and he said, all things will be made new.
Yatsinze urupfu kandi aravuga ngo byose bizahindurwa bishya.
The Bible points to the time when all creation will be healed.
Bibiliya itubwira igihe ibyaremwe byose bizakizwa.
One day there will be no more mourning.
Umunsi umwe nta gahinda kazongera
kubaho. There will be no more pain.
Nta kubabara bizabaho.
There will be no more death.
Nta rupfu ruzabaho.
The world will finally be as it was supposed to be.
Isi izaba nkuko yari iteganyijwe kubaho.
For those who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Kuri abo ngabo bemeye Yesu Kristo nk'umwami n'umukiza wabo.
So we have a God who weeps along us in our darkest hours.
Dufite Imana ibabara natwe mu gihe tubabaye.
But we can also be thankful that we have a God who has done something about it.
Ariko twananezwa nuko dufite Imana yafashe icyemezo cyo kugira ikibikoraho.
So that what is not supposed to be will replace by what is supposed to be.
Ikibikoze nuko itari kigombye kubaho kizasimburwa n'icyakagombye kubaho.
And for those of us who have faith in Jesus.
Kandi kuri bamwe muri twebwe bizera Yesu.
I pray that God will give us the joy that comes through despite the tears.
Ndasenze kugira ngo Imana iduhe ibyishimo bizira muri kakababaro dufite.
When we dwell on His goodness and His love and His purposes.
Mu gihe dutegereje cyangwa dushikamye ku buntu bwe n'urukundo dukunda.
And I want to read for you some verses from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Ndashaka kubasomera amasomo ari mu rwambere rw'Abatesalonike igice cya 4.
You are named Adventist because you believe in the soon coming of Jesus.
Mwitwa cyangwa se twitwa Abadventiste kubera ko twizera mu kugaruka kwa kabiri kwa Yesu.
You are Seventh-day Adventists because you believe that there will be a new earth created and we will worship God day by day from Sabbath to Sabbath, from month to month on that new earth.
Turaba Adventiste muso karindwi kubera ko twizera ko tuzagira igihe cyo kubana n'Imana tukajya tuyisingiza kuva ku isaha imwe kugera ku yindi, kuva ku kwezi kumwe kugera ku kundi.
But before that,
ariko mbere yuko ibyo biba,
there will be a resurrection.
Hazabaho umuzuko.
By the second coming of Jesus.
No kugaruka kwa kabiri kwa Yesu.
1 Thessalonians 4.
Umugambere rw'Abatesalonike igice cya 4.
And a few verses at the end of this chapter.
Hanyuma ndaza gusomana andi masomo make turangije.
We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died.
ndababwira ibi ngibi yuko twebwe bazaba bakiriho ntago tuzahura na Yesu bwazaba garutse mu gihe abapfuye batarahura nawe cyangwa se mbere yabo.
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with a trumpet call of God.
We're
talking about a very loud and a very visible event. Then the Apostle Paul says, first, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth, that is when Jesus comes back, will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Hamwe natwe bazaba kiriho tuzahamagarwa kugira ngo tujye mu kirere duhure nawe.
Then we will be with the Lord forever.
Kandi tuzabana n'umwami iteka ryose.
And so encourage each other with these words.
Rero mukomerezanye mwihanganishanye aya magambo.
Amen.
Amen.
We're now going to be singing a song together.
Tugiye kuririmbira hamwe indirimbo.
Whiter than snow.
Richard
Mufuku will lead out, after which I will lead you in prayer.
Hanyuma nitumara kuririmba turaza gusenga.
Wimbo ambao tunakwenda kuimba ni kwa Kinyarwanda ni wimbo namba 13. Wimbo namba 13 kwa lugha ya Kinyarwanda, kwa Kiingereza ni 318. Whiter than snow. Kabla hatujaimba labda niseme na washukuru wote kwa kufika, lakini vile vile nimesikitishwa kidogo kwa simu ambazo zinaendelea huko zinapiga wakati tukiwa kwenye ibada. Ndugu zangu, tukumbuke tunapokuja katika shughuli hii tunayaacha yote na tumekuja kwa ajili ya mwenzetu. Tuzime simu zetu ama tuziweke silence. Haipendezi wala haifurahishi kusikia watu simu zinaendelea kwenye wakati ibada inaendelea. Na baada ya hapo tunaye pia mchungaji pasa alikuwa na Ezron alikuwa na neno moja tu la kuzungumza kwa Kiswahili kwa jamii ya Waafrika. Kwa hiyo naomba nimkaribishe kidogo halafu tutaimba wimbo wetu wa mwisho.
Na wasalimu ndugu zangu na dada zangu, hamjambo. Natoka Kenya. Nyinyi ni mandugu na dada. Na mimi ni mchungaji katika kanisa moja ambao ni karibu na hii. Ningependa kuwasihi na kuwaomba muweze kupata mahali pa kuabudu. Si ndivyo vizuri? Kama Waafrika tunapenda kanisa, si ndio? Kila mmoja wenu alilelewa kanisani na unajua mahali kanisa ipo. Hata kama kuna kazi mingi na mambo mengi ya kutenda katika sehemu ya dunia hii ambayo tunaishi, na waomba mutafute mahali muende kanisani.
In few words, he's saying that he's a pastor too, he's from Kenya, and he's asking us to find time, to make time to gather together for praying. No matter how busy we are, it's very important that we get together and pray together.
Tusiruhusu uragai wa sehemu hii ya dunia hii uweze kutuchukua. Na waomba msisahau mahali tumetoka.
And we don't have to allow the world to take away the word of God from us, and please don't forget where we come from.
Tunampenda Mungu.
We love God.
Na tuna matarajio kwamba vile mchungaji amehubiri tunaelekea mbinguni.
And we have hope that as the pastor mentioned, we are heading to heaven.
Na kwa hivyo nawaomba, ukiwa una shida, una matatizo, usihofu. Kama mchungaji niko tayari, wachungaji wako hapa, tuweze kuwasaidia watoto wetu na vijana wetu, akina mama na wazee. Kama Waafrika tunaelewana, sawa?
And for that I'm asking if you have a problem or you're troubled with children to approach one of us. The pastor is here, he's here. We have to help each other.
Mungu awabariki na tusidi kuombeana.
May God bless you. kubatumvisha amagambo make yadushikaza ko tugomba kujya duhurira hamwe tugasenga tugafashanya kandi avuga ko urusengero ruhari ari pasteri bose n'abapasteri mu gihe ufite ikibazo wamwegera akaba yagufasha kugira ngo wihererane ikibazo murakoze
okay number 318 and the number 13 kwa nyumba kwa lugha ya Kinyarwanda Before we finish the last stanza, may you all stand up, please.
Jesus, the Savior, live with, come now and within me a new heart to those who have sorrowed, now never said no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
I realize that the Bible says the day of mourning is a day when we are reflecting on life. So in that sense, I'm glad you are here, in addition to being here to comfort the family.
Igihe cy'agahinda nk'iki ngiki ni igihe tuba twibuka ubuzima bw'umuntu wacu twakundaga. Rero ndabashimiye kuba muri hano no kuba
And I pray that as you have been here to honor David's memory,
that
each of you will also honor God. To take the break from the business of life and to give him the time of day.
tugomba gushaka umwanya mu biduhugije byose byo ku isi turimo kugira ngo tuhe Imana.
And to be part of this church fellowship or other churches that are seeking God's will.
Kandi ko tuba umuryango w'uru rusengero n'izindi nsengero zose zikorera mu bushake bw'Imana.
That you will get to know the Savior.
Kugira ngo tumenye Imana.
And please again, as was said earlier, come to me, come to the elders, come to those who are willing to share the path of Christ with you.
Kandi nkuko pastor yabivuze, nta kibazo kwegera pastori kuri abo ngo bifuza kwiga birushijeho iby'ijambo ry'Imana.
Christ receives you just as you are.
Yesu akwakira ukuri.
But the amazing thing is he doesn't leave us where we are.
Ariko ikiza nuko ntaga dusigaho twari turi.
He takes us on a journey.
Aratujyana ku rugendo.
Through life.
Rugendo rw'ubuzima.
That gives a sense of abundance of life as well in the here and now, but also forever, ever and ever.
Ibyo biduha ibyiringiro by'ubuzima hano ku isi ndetse n'ubuzima bw'iteka.
Let us pray.
Mureke dusenge.
Loving Heavenly Father,
Mana yacu idukunda.
I pray that you will be especially near to the family of David.
Ndasenze kugira ngo by'umwihariko ubane n'umuryango.
Whether they are here or in Africa at this time.
Abari hano, abari muri Afrika.
I pray, Father, that through the tears they will still see Jesus.
Ndasenze kugira ngo no mu marira babone Yesu.
And that they will place their trust in him despite these circumstances.
Kandi bashyire ibyiringiro byabo muri wowe nubwo turi mu kino gihe kibabaje.
I pray that your Holy Spirit will comfort every heart.
Ndasenze kugira ngo umwuka wera abane na buri mutima uri hano.
The holy angels will guard this family and their home.
Kandi abamarayika bayobera barinde kandi bayobore uyu muryango n'urugo rwabo.
That the David sisters will be close to you, Lord.
Kugira ngo bashiki ba David babe bakwegere kurushaho.
And also their mother.
Hamwe na nyina.
Their family.
N'umuryango muri rusange.
And I pray that the day will come when they can see him again.
Kandi ndasenze kugira ngo igihe kizazabeho umunsi bazongera kumubona.
Until then, keep them safe.
Kugeza uwo munsi ndagusabye ngo barinde.
And may every person in this room who has determined to give you another chance,
kandi buri muntu wese uri hano wiyemeje kuguha andi mahirwe,
to look to you,
kugira ngo akurebe,
may they know in this very moment that you have accepted them as your part of your
family. Ndasabye kugira ngo basobanukirwe ko muri umwanya wabakiriye nk'umwe mu muryango wawe,
and guide them every step from now,
kandi ubayobore buri ntambwe yose bazatera.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Joseph, to be served in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.